You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Prior to the 2024 general election, the Labour Party made a pledge to put optometry as a priority in their plans for the NHS. Well, here we are, and we have now a 10-year plan which has just been released with iCare part of that. Now, just looking at the content, we have with us Vivian Francis from RNIB to discuss some of the proposals. Are they positive? Are they negative? And what part can the third sector play as well? Vivian, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. So, what is good news in the NHS 10-year plan? Is that ophthalmology will be seen as an absolute priority. So we have that in black and white. This was absolutely reinforced as well in Parliament by Wes Streeting, and he spoke for the need to support more eye care services being delivered in the community and helping to create capacity within secondary eye care services too.
Probably don't think I'm overstating by saying that eye care services, optometry services at the moment are at a critical stage. So obviously we're looking for the 10-year plan to address this. I mean, what state are we at the moment though?
So ophthalmology remains the busiest outpatient specialty. So over 8 million outpatient appointments happened in 2023. But delays to treatment continue, and these delays we know put people at risk of avoidable permanent sight loss. NHS eye care services, and this is across the UK, are under real pressure. And obviously that's coming with cost pressures as well, with those costs forecast to rise from 4.1 billion today to 5.1 billion by 2035. So I don't think we're exaggerating to say that we are at a crisis point.
Now, the report itself, I think, was over 140 pages. We're going to concentrate on just some of those topics as well. I want to go first of all, though, to digital. It's about putting the patient at the centre of a lot of care. It's giving patients access. I think they're looking at an app at the moment to all sorts of things. So really making it easier for patients to get appointments or perhaps find out about results as well. So I suppose that is to be welcomed, but the caveat would be around accessibility.
So there's going to be this development of an NHS app and an encouraging focus we're seeing on inclusion. So this offers opportunities for blind and partially sighted people, which is great, but it absolutely has to be designed and tested for accessibility from the outset. We also want to make sure that non-digital tools also be available who are unable to access online tools. And we don't want to start to see any two-tier system. But yeah, overall, great to welcome the focus on digital, but let's just make sure it's inclusive and accessible from the outset.
You make a good point as well, Vivian. People who perhaps aren't very good with technology or have difficulty, you know, accessing technology as well, we really need other ways for them to be part of this and not to create that, as you say, a two-tier system.
Absolutely. We don't want anybody left behind. So essentially, everybody has a right to accessible information within the NHS, and this is part of that. So making sure that absolutely everybody gets the information that they need in the format that they need it. One point to mention is that there isn't a mention of the accessible information standard in the plan, which is something that we would have liked to see. So our stance on that is without that commitment to the plan, rhetoric around patient empowerment is just that. So absolutely welcome the digital element, but we do want to make sure that absolutely everybody gets information in the format that works for them, because that is their legal right.
You make a good point about the accessible information standard. We will be looking at that over the coming weeks as well. We're expecting more on that. A big part of this as well was looking at smaller local places to go to for health and support and so on, and even involving opticians in a bigger way as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So overall, I would say RNIB, we're supportive of this shift to community and high street care. But the caveat on this one is there's a lot to do to unlock the potential of optometry and really understand the detail of the role of community optometrists, which isn't entirely clear in the plan as yet. We have been told that at this stage, the plan is looking at the bigger picture, the big building blocks, and there is time to look at the detail, but also there's scope for organisations like RNIB to influence that detail as well, which we obviously will be doing.
not to go off topic, though, I suppose when you think about localized services like that, for many people with different sight conditions, it's the ease of getting to places as well. It's knowing when they go in, staff will be understanding of their needs. So it's great to have that, but perhaps more training and a look at the bigger picture needed for that local care too.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the information that we have from blind and partially sighted people is getting around is an absolute priority. And we are doing a lot of work on the travel, transport, streets, infrastructure, because we know that, as you say, with the best intention in the world, if people can't catch a bus or trains aren't accessible for people, then they won't be able to get to these hubs as they're being defined. So all of these things absolutely have to work in tandem. And as RNIB, we are looking across the breadth of these issues and looking to see where we can apply pressure, where we can join the dots and just make sure that all of these barriers that we're seeing, so whether that's in getting around or across healthcare, are disappearing.
There was a nod as well to working close with other organisations, businesses, third sector and so on to deliver a lot of these services. I suppose to learn from the third sector for a lot of this as well. So some opportunities in here, I think, for RNIB to play their part. I'm thinking of rehabilitation services and those vital ECHO services that currently exist too could be a huge part of that.
I think we have a huge role to play in influencing this plan, but equally in delivering it as well. So we are really keen to work with the UK government to make all the ambitions in the plan a reality. So right now we have 131 eye care liaison officers, ECLOs. They're operating out of 102 NHS trusts. And last year they supported more than 60,000 patients. The support that they provide can be absolutely game-changing for people. So obviously we already have teams who are very embedded within the NHS, making a big difference within that system already. So we're hearing from them that they know exactly what changes are needed within the NHS, but equally what support we can provide in making the difference and fulfilling the promise and the opportunity of this 10-year plan.
And we hear a lot about plans and looking forward and things that can be done, and we get these big reports and so on. How confident are you that a lot of this can be implemented, and obviously from an RNIB perspective as well, that involvement will be sought and listened to?
Cautiously optimistic on that. I think there is, as we said, room to welcome some of what is in the report, but we have recently put together what we called our value of vision report. So we've costed some solutions for the NHS, and we're showing that simple things like having all primary care staff having an NHS email would not just make more sense, it would save money. There are other things we've put in there as well that we believe would reduce avoidable sight loss, and we've put costs against those. So that's the kind of role that we want to play with the government, just being that kind of partner that can point to cost prevention, but equally, obviously, very much putting the needs of blind and partially sighted people and overcoming any avoidable sight loss at the heart of that.
As I said, Vivian, this is an extensive report. There's a lot to mull over. We just have the report now, and no doubt we'll be back to talk more about this and go a bit more in-depth, especially around the part that RNIB can play to really put patients at the heart of health and social care. For the moment, though, thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.